The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Coming up, a conversation with Dr. Doty. He is a professor of economics and Chapman University president emeritus, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Larry. Great to be on the show again.
When you're on, we always talk economics. We talk impact of things going on, and what sparked our interview today is a discussion of how a potential downturn in the economy might impact the state coffers. And let's start right there. There's a story in the news about how, you know, 6 months to a year ago, there was some $95 billion surplus, and I'm told we have a huge deficit, just like that. How did that happen? Let's start there. How do you eat up all that money?
Well, first of all, there was never a $95 billion surplus. That was a terrible figure to put out in the press. The way the state came up and the governor came up with that figure was not to count certain expenditures. In other words, certain kinds of required expenditures, educational expenditures, K through 12 expenditures, which are mandated by proposition, by law, those expenditures were excluded from the tabulation of a bottom line. Oh. So if you exclude all kinds of expenses, obviously you're going to end up with a large surplus. If I could make an analogy, it would be like a corporate concern. I don't know. Let's just take Microsoft to say, let's just exclude all of our purchases from China for some silly reason. The profits would go way up, but there's no reason to exclude those expenditures. So the deficit was the surplus was never $95 billion. It was more like $22 billion. That's the actual surplus from 21-22. And that was mainly as a result of COVID payments, relief payments from the federal government to the state of California.
Mm. Okay, so the budget wasn't what it was. And then how about the deficit? Those become real, huh? The surpluses are fake, but the deficits are real.
Yeah, so to make matters worse, in 21-22, in that budget, the federal government was sending billions and billions and billions of dollars to the state of California, which it included in its revenues. That contributed to a surplus, not $95 billion, but a surplus of $22 billion for 21-22 because of federal government one-time only COVID payments. So what happened was then the state of California, in their insane way they account for things, their accounting treatment, this would never pass generally accepted accounting principles at the corporate level. Anyway, they took that surplus, which was largely the result of one-time only federal government payments, and they included that as a revenue in the 22-23 budget. In other words, well, we made a surplus. Let's put it all now into the current fund. So $22 billion of the revenues that are currently in the 22-23 budget is from this prior year surplus, which will disappear at the end of the year because we're not getting those COVID payments from the federal government. So all of a sudden, you're getting a swing in next year's budget, 23-24, which they are now preparing, of $22 billion. That disappears because that surplus, which you included in revenues, goes away. So all of a sudden you have that problem. Secondly, and this is a much more important problem, Fidel Lawandi and I wrote an article in the Orange County Business Journal about it, and that's our concern about the possibility of a recession next year and how that would magnify the problem significantly for that 23-24 budget. Mm.
So you don't have the recurring gift from the federal government. I call it a gift with underlines and air quotes because it's, you know, tax dollars we probably don't even have there. It's pushed into the budget for this year. It won't be next year. We're spending like it was there, and we'll be in a hole. And then if things turn a little south, some of the revenue stream that that businesses owe will go down, right?
Yeah, and that's why you probably read recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, the Legislative Analyst Office came up and they did an assessment of the budget, and it pointed to next year the possibility. I think they talked about a $30 billion deficit, and that basically is occurring because of what I just talked about. That is, the surplus that was resulting from COVID relief payments goes away, which means that surplus, which was included in current year revenues, is not going to be there next year. And that's what the legislative analyst was talking about. But they made a very clear point. The legislative analyst, which is an independent body, by the way, made it very clear that does not include the possibility of recession. If there's a recession, there would be a deficit over and above that figure. So you're losing the government relief payments. That's like a $25 billion problem. And now you have this potential for recession. And that's the particular issue that Fidel and Lawandi and I addressed in our recent op-ed, where we talked about what might happen to the state of California if there is a recession next year.
Well, let's talk about that, because I know that unlike the federal government, California is not allowed to just print money and put it out there. We can't just instantly borrow on ourselves and just kind of paper things over, can we?
No, that's an excellent point. Unlike the government, which can print money, essentially, to fund its deficit or borrow, at the state level in California, that's not permissible by statute.
So that puts us in a bind where if you don't have the money, you can't spend it. And if there are services or things that are being paid for by the government, there goes the funding. They can't reauthorize it. Could this be?
That's right. So,
go ahead. Talk what can happen.
Yeah. So when the budget is being prepared for 23-24, if there's, let's say there's a recession, it's clear that revenues are dropping, that has to be addressed in the budget, which means it would force a significant, a rather severe drop in the budget for expenditures.
Is there a lot to play with in this? I mean, it seems I've always had the theory that you could cut a lot up there because it's a lot of waste. But there is some bone. There are some services that keep people fed and taken care of, aren't there?
Yeah. Before we address that, because I think there is some fat in the budget, and I have some numbers to I think, support that view. But before we do that, I just want to point out what the potential recessionary impact might be if there is a recession. First of all, remember, we have a $25 billion deficit just to begin with. And the legislative analysts supported that figure. That's the figure because we're not getting support subsidies from the federal government anymore as a result of COVID relief payments. Over and above that, we looked and analyzed the previous recessions, and I'll give you an example, and that is in 2000-2001 recession, California had a 17% drop in personal income taxes and a 58% drop in capital gains taxes, and a similar kind of negative impact in the Great Recession of 2008-2009. Very, very sharp drop. Now, in California, we're particularly vulnerable to recessions, unlike other states, because so much of our revenue base comes from capital gains and personal income tax. In fact, it's 72% of the state's budgeted revenues comes from those two sources, capital gains and personal income tax, not real estate, not sales tax, not corporate taxes. Right. But personal income tax and state budget, that's 72%. Right. That compares to 62% back in the year 2010. So there's been a sharp increase over time in the proportion of the most volatile element of revenue. So if there's a recession, most states, there'll be an impact, but it will not be as great as California because so much of our revenue base comes from that portion of the budget, which is most volatile. And so our analysis is if we have just a normal recession, an average recession next year, and based on what happened in the prior recessions, we would estimate that the state would lose roughly $38 billion, which would be over and above the deficit caused by the drop in revenues because we're not going to have a surplus.
And Dr. Doty,
in total,
say real quickly, isn't this caused by a very small number of high earners, extremely wealthy people, like in the tech industry, that their fortunes pay a lot of the bills? Right? Isn't that reality?
Exactly. And especially recently, there have been huge run-ups in tech company stock. And as those sales have occurred, that results in huge capital gains, increases in personal income, and ultimately those big earners up in the Silicon Valley support a great deal of the budget and explains why the proportion of revenue coming from personal income tax and capital gains taxes, why those taxes have increased so much as a proportion of the budget, where now it's approaching almost 80% of the budget.
Well,
and again, it makes us vulnerable to a recession if the stock market drops, if those companies don't do as well, if those earners aren't going to be earning the kind of income, either in capital gains revenue or personal income tax revenue, that's going to have a significant impact on the bottom line and on the state coffers.
Dr. Doty Chapman, University President Emeritus, you're also an economist over there, and you watch these things. What a fascinating subject. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. It's always great to be on the show.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.